Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Hancock. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Money reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Money scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson takes first base on ball four. Scott moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Remy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-1 in the game. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hobson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hobson trying to get to home. Davis throws the ball into Martinez, who tags Hobson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Remy reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to third. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Money, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hancock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hancock reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Hancock moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hancock tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Remy, who tags Thomas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Dick Davis now playing center field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Money bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil is walked intentionally. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing left field. Jim Wolford now playing center field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott bunts between the mound and first base. Sorensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Evans moves to third. Hancock moves to second. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Hancock tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing center field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Remy hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Remy moves to second. Bill Castro now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob McClure now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.